This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
All this week, we've been looking at enduring truths from Paul's letter to the Colossians. In fact, the first principle we looked at related to the importance of having a team ministry, working together as one as we share the gospel of Jesus Christ. But it's not accidental that the last principle here in Colossians relates to sharing appreciation for members of our team. This involved special greetings that reflected Paul's deep love and affection as well. Here are a few examples.
Paul mentioned Tychicus, a dearly loved brother, faithful minister, and fellow servant in the Lord. He greeted Onesimus, who he identified as a faithful and dearly loved brother, who was now one of them. You see, Onesimus was the slave that defected from Philemon's family, and Paul led him to Christ in Rome. Paul also mentioned Epaphras, who he called a servant of Christ, and mentioned that this dear brother was always praying for them, so that these believers might stay mature and fully assured in everything God wills.
What a great example of showing appreciation for fellow believers who were all serving together. In this chapter, Paul mentioned at least 6 or 7 other fellow servants. Here's a question to think about. What are some appropriate ways that we can publicly acknowledge people who are members of our team? No, we're not to show favoritism, but we're to give honor to whom honor is due. Paul certainly demonstrates this truth. And let's remember this important balance.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the Life Essentials Study Bible by Dr. Gene Getz. To hear today's principle again, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.